Resampling your own fills masterclass using arrangement view, advanced, drum and bass in Ableton Live. Alright, let's get into one of the fastest level up moves in drum and bass production, resampling your own fills. The idea is simple, but the results can sound like you dug up some rare break off a dusty record and then abused it in the best possible way. Here's the promise of this lesson. You're going to program a fill that already grooves, print it to audio and arrangement view, capture multiple processed variations in one pass, and then do what I call break science editing, slicing, reordering, warping, reversing, stuttering, layering but with discipline, so your low end stays clean and your groove stays rolling. We're using stock Ableton devices, and we're staying in arrangement view because it gives you surgical control and repeatable workflow. This is advanced, but it's also practical. You can use this on every track. First, let's set up the session so resampling is painless, not a routing nightmare. Set your tempo to a typical DNB range, let's say 174 BPM. Then in arrangement view, pick a dedicated working zone. I like something like bars 33 through 41. That gives you 8 bars of space to print, edit, and compare without wrecking your main arrangement. Now create two groups. One group is drums MIDI. That's where your core drum programming lives. The second group is fill print audio, and that's where your printed resamples are going to land. Keeping these separated is a small organizational thing that saves you later, especially when you end up with 20 or 30 takes. DNB mindset check. A good fill isn't just random chaos. It answers the groove and pushes you into the next phrase. The best fills feel like momentum, not like someone tripped onto the MIDI keyboard. Step 1. Build a fill that's worth printing. This is the MIDI stage. Inside your drums MIDI group, load up a drum rack with your one-shots. We're going for a one-bar fill at 174, and here's a reliable skeleton. Keep the kick mostly out of the way, let the snare lead the narrative, and use hats for motion. So keep your main snare anchors where they normally are, on beat 2 and beat 4. Then in the last two beats of the bar, you start adding ghost notes and drags. For example, add ghost snares on 3E, 3A, and 4E. Then give yourself a small snare roll right near the end, like on 4A with 30-second notes leading into the next bar, and maybe a tom or rim hit on 4 and for a little tonal punctuation. Now, the big difference between demo fill and record-ready fill is human feel. Turn on the velocity editor in the MIDI clip. Your ghost notes should be quiet. Think 15 to 40 velocity. Main hits, more like 90 to 115. And then, if you want that rolling pocket without flammy slop, nudge a few ghost hits slightly late. 5 to 12 milliseconds late can add swing without sounding like your timing is broken. Don't do it everywhere. Pick a couple ghosts and make them lean back. Now a quick, mixable device chain on the drum rack, because we want the fill to slap before we resample it. Add a saturator with soft clip-on. Drive somewhere between 2 and 6 dB. Then drum bus, drive maybe 5 to 15. Crunch anywhere from 0 to 20 depending on how bright your samples are. Boom is optional and dangerous on fills. Keep it low, like 0 to 15 max, and only if your low mids aren't already heavy. Then EQ8. High pass around 30 to 40 Hz with a steep slope. If things get boxy, dip a bit around 250 to 450. Then a glue compressor, lightly. Attack about 3 milliseconds. Release on auto, ratio 2 to 1, and only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. The point is glue, not smack. Your goal right now. The fill already sounds done, but it still has headroom, because once we print, we're going to do a second round of character and we don't want it collapsing into white noise. Step 2. Route your fill into a dedicated fill bus. Create a new audio track called Fill Bus Resample. This is your printing track. Now decide what you want to print. You can route just the fill producing track, or your whole drum group if the fill is part of the full drum context. But the key is intentionality. Print only what you mean to mangle. On the source tracks, set audio to the fill bus resample. On the fill bus, set monitoring to in, and arm it. Also, protect your headroom. On the master, aim for at least minus 6 dB of room while printing. Extra coach note that matters a lot. Create a print safe gain stage before you record anything. Put a utility first on the fill bus chain, right at the top, and use it to aim for peaks around minus 10 to minus 6 dBFS before any limiter. This keeps your takes comparable. Otherwise, you think take 3 is better, but it's just louder. Also, consider routing strategy. If you're blending original drums and a resample layer, a very pro move is to use a send from your drum group to the fill bus and set that send to pre. That way you can mute or ride the main drums without changing what you're printing. It's like separating your monitoring mix from what you're committing. Step 3. Print multiple takes in one arrangement pass. On the fill bus, we're going to build a processing chain that's designed for variations. Here's a solid stock chain, equate for cleanup, saturator for tone, roar if you have it, or overdrive if you don't. Then drum bus for transient and weight. Then utility for mono control. Then a limiter for safety. On utility, set width to 100% for now, and turn on bass mono at 120 Hz. On the limiter, set the ceiling around -0.8 dB. The limiter isn't there to crush. It's there to stop accidental overs while you experiment. Now do this. Duplicate the same MIDI fill across four bars. Literally copy it so it repeats for four bars. Each bar is going to be a different lane of processing, and we'll create those differences with automation. Bar 1. Cleanish. Minimal processing. Just the basic tone. Bar 2. Saturated. Automate the saturator drive up by about 3 dB. Bar 3. Crushed. Push roar harder, or raise drum bus drive, or both. Bar 4. Weird. Do an EQ sweep, like automating a band moving through the mids, and maybe a subtle width change, like 80% up to 120%. Just be careful with stereo tricks. We'll keep low-end mono. Now loop those four bars in arrangement. Hit record and let it run for a few loops. You're basically capturing multiple passes so you have options, and the beauty is you can do this fast without constantly bouncing manually. When you stop, you'll have audio printed on the fill bus track. Now do the pro management move. Consolidate each bar into its own clip. Select bar 1, consolidate and rename it fill clean. Same for fill set. Fill crush, fill weird. And here's another small trick that reduces warping headaches. When you consolidate, include a tiny lead-in, like a 16th note of silence at the start. It gives Ableton a clearer transient reference, and you get fewer "why is my first warp marker a few milliseconds off" moments. Color code the clips if you can. Clean, drive, lo-fi, space, reverse. Visual sorting matters when you build a library. Step 4. Commit the resample and start break science editing. Duplicate your best printed clip, or a few of them, onto a new audio track called Fill Edit Audio. This is where you slice and rearrange without destroying your original prints. Warp settings are critical for deed and beat tightness. Double-click the clip. Turn warp on. Start with beats mode. Set preserve to transients. Envelope somewhere between 0 and 20%. Lower envelope is tighter and more choppy. Higher envelope is smoother and can start to blur, so you'll adjust based on the sound. If it gets clicky or you're doing more extreme time manipulation, you can try Complex Pro on certain sections, but keep in mind it can smear snares. For snare-heavy fills, beats mode is usually the move. Now you've got two slicing workflows. Option 1 is pure arrangement slicing. Put warp markers on key hits, snare hits, any important kicks, standout hats. Then split at those points. Command or Control E. Now you can reorder slices by dragging them. Duplicate tiny pieces. Reverse individual hits for that suction effect into beat 1. This is where you can do classic DNB moves like repeating the last 16th twice before the drop, or making a stutter that accelerates from 1/32 to 1/16, or reversing one hat slice right before the downbeat. Option 2 is fast and musical. Slice to new MIDI track. Right-click the audio clip, choose Slice to New MIDI Track, Slice by Transients, and use the built-in slicing preset. Now the fill becomes playable in a drum rack, like a break. You can perform new variations by moving MIDI notes around. If you do slice to MIDI, be careful with groove pool. A tiny bit of groove can add pocket, but too much and DNB starts to wobble in a way that kills the roll. We want intention, not drunken timing. Now, advanced variation ideas. Just to open the door, try a two-stage resample. First, print fairly clean. Then do your micro edits, stutters and reverses. Then resample that edited audio through a heavier chain. Often this sounds more coherent than trying to do everything on the first print, because the second print glues the edits into one identity. Another powerful trick is a transient versus tail split. Duplicate your printed fill onto two audio tracks. On track A, use a gate with a fast release so you keep mostly the transients, the byte. On track B, smooth it out, slightly higher envelope in beats mode, maybe a touch of reverb, so you get more tail and room. Blend them. This gives you punch and atmosphere without losing the impact. Also, try odd grid micro loops. Grab a slice that's not a neat quarter note, like 3/16 or 5/16. Loop it for one bar, then hard cut into the drop. That not quite symmetrical loop creates forward pull and tension without adding more hits. Step 5. Layer the resampled fill under your main drums. This is the pro move. Most heavy DNB fills work best as a texture layer, not as your only drums. So keep your original main drums playing, and bring in the resampled fill quietly underneath. Start around minus 12 to minus 18 dB, and creep it up until you feel it rather than obviously hear it. Then put a Q8 on the resample layer. High pass aggressively, like 120 to 200 Hz, so it doesn't mess with your kick and sub. If you need crack or air, add a little lift around 3 to 6kHz. And if you want super clean control, use a gate keyed from your snare so the resample speaks mainly when the snare hits. That's how you can keep all the character and grit but avoid constant hash in the gaps. Now a phase discipline tip that actually works when layering. Don't just nudge by eye. Put a utility on the resample layer and temporarily invert phase left and right. While it's inverted, nudge the resample clip slightly until you get maximum cancellation with the original snare. Then turn phase back to normal. If it cancels hard, it'll reinforce hard when you flip it back, and you'll get a tighter combined hit. Step 6. Create tension with arrangement automation. This is where arrangement view absolutely destroys clip view for control. Classic placement. Put your big resampled fill at the end of a phrase, like bar 16, but add smaller call and response edits earlier so the big fill feels inevitable. For example, a tiny eighth note edit on bar 8, a quarter note edit on bar 12, then the full thing on bar 16. Automations that are simple but lethal. Put an auto filter on the fill layer and automate a high pass opening from about 200 Hz up to 1.5 kHz over one bar. That creates a rising lift without muddying the low end. Automate a hybrid reverb send so the last snare blooms, then hard cut it at the drop. That hard cut is impact, and you can automate utility gain very slightly, like plus 1 or 2 dB into the final hit. But be careful, because your limiter will tell you the truth. This audio version is shortened for playback.